Okay. Well, hello, everybody. It is, I don't know, what is the date? I think it's the 20th of March or something like that. It's Monday night. It's 7 o'clock, and we are covered yet again in more snow. I don't know what the weather's like where you're at, but tonight, actually, in about 4 hours, we had nearly a foot of snow dump here at our house, which was absolutely crazy. And so hopefully you guys are all making it home safely. Some of you are nestled. It's right now 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's 7 o'clock California time, and it is, I believe, sometime in the afternoon, well, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon over in Australia. And so we know that there's many of you listening to us tomorrow, and we want to absolutely welcome you all to the call, especially those of you that are brand new here for the very first time. Thank you so much for being here, and we really encourage you to listen. Take some good notes. I speak rather quickly. When I get excited, I'm going to give you that disclosure now. And sometimes I get excited about the content in which, in fact, tonight I'm going to give you some content that I've never brought on a conference call before. And sometimes that can kind of, I don't know, make me scream, talk loud, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to apologize for that ahead of time. Anyway, my name is Dani Johnson. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home where there was a lot of violence, a lot of harsh words spoken, and a whole lot of abuse. And growing up in that environment, I felt stupid, felt like I would never amount to anything, and felt like people like me never succeeded in anything. So when I heard about the industry of going into business for myself, I just thought, yeah, right, not for me, definitely right for you, John, but definitely not going to work for me. And after a couple months, he re-exposed me over and over again through conference calls, through business presentations, and I finally got the courage to get started because I figured even if I failed, I still would be doing better than working a job. And so my first 6 months, I was really the most amazing failure I think the company had ever encountered up to that point. And I talked to so many people. It was so frustrating. I mean, I talked to so many people. I worked so hard. I gave it my best shot, and I just wound up failing. And it was miserable, absolutely miserable. And so after 6 months of failing, ran into somebody who told me about a training seminar that was really expensive. I did not have the money. I didn't see putting more money into my business. I'd been living off my credit cards for 6 months. And so it didn't seem to make sense to me. I went anyway, and because he told me I'd fail if I didn't go. And I'm going to say the same thing to you. If you don't plug into a venue that is phenomenal, that gets results, it's proven, you got a great chance of failure on your hands. Unless, of course, you are one of those people, and I mean one in a million, that seems to win the lottery in our business, which never happens, you got a great chance of failing if you're not going to pour into your education, pour into your skill development, pour into personal development. You got a great chance of not succeeding. And so that's what he told me. I was going to fail if I didn't go. And he was right. And I can tell you right now, flat out clearly, I would have failed if I had not gone at that time, at that seminar, that particular one that was a week and a half later. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that was the turning point of my life. Came out of that and made $4,000 in 8 days, went on to make $51,000. My top check was $21,000, and went off and got married to a guy I knew only after 7 days, and he wound up taking everything. Drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards. I lost my business as a direct result of getting married to this guy. And so here I went from the top international producer inside that organization to complete failure, to being totally homeless. Losing my business, losing my dignity, losing my faith, losing everything, and being suicidal, living on a beach, showering in public places, sleeping in my car, having everything that I owned inside the back of my car, no phone, no physical address. I mean, we're talking complete devastation. It was horrifying what had happened to me. And so after several weeks of being, and I mean homeless, when I say homeless, I mean homeless. I had no home. I had no food. After several weeks of this nonsense and experimenting with drugs and living a life that was horrible, I mean, I had become everything I swore I would never be. I did things I swore I would never do. And there I was living that kind of a lifestyle that I swore I would never live. And so I wound up just getting over it. You know, I felt like there was a divine appointment with me and my God. And he gave me a second chance, and I feel so very grateful to him forever for giving me that second chance to rise up and become, to have a chance to become something better than where I was. I made $2,000 the first 10 hours from a payphone booth and as a trunk of my car. $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month, and then by the end of my first year, I'd made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years old. And it happened because I implemented a system called First Steps to Success that trained and equipped people with professional skill sets that made them far more marketable in the marketplace instead of being like every other amateur out there in the home-based business industry that's out there pitching their product and pitching their comp plan. That this particular team that I had developed through the grace of God had gone out and broke records in a multi-billion dollar company that had already been a household name, that most people would look at that company and say, dude, there's not going to be any growth in that. They're too old. Well, the reality was they were an oldie but goodie, and the reality was we built millions of dollars worth of sales volume in 12 very short months. And so this all happened through a strategic system that we implemented on a monthly basis, not every once in a while, not when we felt like it, but that it was part of our actual business model. And so I've gone on since then building my business, turning over seven figures, raising my five children, met my husband through the industry, and we've been blessed to work on a part-time basis and generating hundreds of thousands of dollars from a home-based business working out of the comfort of our own home. And so if you have any bit of a desire to do any bit of what I've just shared with you, I highly recommend that you would just listen carefully tonight, that you would take copious notes tonight, because you never, ever know when your life is about to turn for the best. You never, ever know that when you hear a particular message that it resonates with you, that something moves you and you wind up going, that's it. That's what I needed. And then you implement, you activate, and you get out there and you make things happen and wind up collecting profits from it. Kind of like this beautiful little gal named Krista, who is a mom of two young children, who her and her husband was about to declare bankruptcy, their house was being foreclosed on, and she was having to do things that she was not proud of to be able to put food on the table. And she winds up hearing a call similar to this call, meaning a Monday night call, getting on a website, being able to take advantage of everything that was available on DannyJohnson.com, and started implementing the training that she was receiving, and she made $7,800 in 2 weeks profit to her business. Hello? A business that was moseying along and learned some things that made her $7,800. Do you want to be able to do that? I know the answer is yes. The answer better be yes. I mean, it better be yes. You know, to go from living a life that you're not proud of to having a second chance and rising up to be better than anything you ever thought you could be. And so for some of you right now, this is your first call with us. And again, we're grateful to have you. We are humbled to have you on this call with us. We thank you for your time and your effort, for taking time out of your schedule to get on the call. I promise you, I will give it my absolute best shot to help it to be worth it for the next 50 minutes that I have left with you. Some of you, we were brought on by somebody that is leading you. Maybe they're leading an organization. Maybe they are your manager, your supervisor. Maybe they are what they call in the home-based business industry your upline. If you were brought on by somebody else, I got to tell you right now, you need to thank that person. They cared enough about you to turn you onto a system that is proven. It's not on trial. It works every single day. Every single day, the system I'm going to reveal to you tonight kicks out profits for thousands of people from all over the world. And whether no matter what side of the system you want to take advantage of, it's totally up to you. So if you were invited by somebody else, you know what a great gesture they handed out to you. You definitely want to give back to them and just say thank you. After you get off the phone with me tonight, just call them back and say thanks. Thank you so much for thinking about me. Thanks for caring about me. I appreciate it. Hopefully I will make it worth your time. For those of you that are leading an entire organization, there's many of you, at least, there's probably 1,000 or more of you listening right now that you were brought on to a conference bridge through your leader, the person that is leading your entire organization. You know what? They've invested money into you. I would hope that you would at least take what we're going to share with you tonight, implement it, put it into action so you can build your business. The hope of the leaders is that you will succeed. The reason why they've made the investment of time and money, of having their own conference bridge that they three-way in with our bridge just to make sure that you're able to get on, gosh, man, that shows you that they're making investments into you. And the least that you can do is take notes and implement the things that you're going to hear tonight, okay? So I want to thank every one of you for being here. I'm going to give it my best shot to give you some insights, some strategies, some things to think about and some things to implement immediately so that you can turn your business into a profit-making machine instead of it just moseying along or going into debt. Okay, so now there's a couple of different things that I'm going to ask you right now. Some of you are brand new, and some of you are like, oh, my gosh, I think this is, you know, some of it's going to go over your head, and that's okay. If you're brand new, listen, I've spent the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks actually, totally equipping you. That's all I've been doing for the last 3 weeks is talking to you. Brand new, what do you do? And those that information is on the website. If you go to DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com, you're going to have the last 4 weeks of calls that were specifically targeted for you to help you get your business off the ground, profitable and running immediately. Secrets that will help you to become more efficient. Strategies that are going to help you maximize the time that you're actually working your business. Simple techniques that you can implement starting tomorrow and start seeing results from it tomorrow. Not seeing results a month from now, but seeing results tomorrow. If you go again to DaniJohnson.com, register as a free member. That free membership is going to take you into an audio vault. That audio vault has over 30 hours of free training and equipping to help you get your business off the ground. Okay? Now for the rest of you, that for the last 4 weeks you've been hearing about what to say to the new person, how to get that person's business off and running and become profitable right away. Tonight, this message is for you. Now, for those of you that are new, you're thinking, this really doesn't apply to me. It so applies to you because it's your next step. Tonight is what your next step is. Tonight actually is going to save you years of headache, heartache, and hassle. Years of regret is what tonight can save you. So don't go to sleep. Don't sit there and think, well, you know, this doesn't apply to me right now. Oh, it so applies to you right now, because when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So you better be ready, because I'm going to unfold something to you that's going to help you to become more profitable, more efficient, make you more money with less time. All right, so many of you are building a business, and most of you are kind of carrying the weight of that business on your own shoulders. That's where you're at. You've got 10 or 20 or 100 or 2,000 or 50,000 distributors, let's say, in your sales force right now. And many of you are carrying the weight of that particular business on your own shoulders. Whatever the reason is that you're doing that really doesn't really matter. The point is how long do you want to continue to carry the weight and the burden of that business on your shoulders? Is it worth the money that you're making? I know the answer to that question. The answer is absolutely not. And I've got clients that have over 50,000 people in their business that make, you know, several hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and it's not worth it to them. So there's a real good chance that you're somewhere in the middle between all of that. And either you've got 5 or 10 people in your business and you're really excited and you're about to make a catastrophic mistake that will shape the business model in which you are working, because whether you know it or not, everything you do duplicates. Please write that down right now. Everything you do duplicates. Everything you say duplicates. And so the current business model that you are building, and I'm not talking about your company. I'm not talking about that at all. That has nothing to do with your business model. I mean at all. All that is a structure to kick out products or services and paychecks. That's it. That's all the company's uses for you, is to give you products or services and paycheck. That's it, to keep the accounting straight, to give you your paychecks on time as they have promised to do so, whether that's being paid daily, weekly, or monthly, or bonuses quarterly or yearly. Their commitment is to do that, to provide products, to provide services, to provide paychecks. Okay, that's their job. That has nothing to do with your business model at all. Okay, very little to do. I'm going to say not at all, because it doesn't matter what the product is. This business, and any business, whether you're in real estate, whether you're a hairdresser who owns a hair salon, your product is people. And as soon as you get that through your head, as soon as you wrap that concept around your brain, you're about to see an enormous shift in your business and eventually in your bank account. All right, so there's a few things to identify. What is the culture of your team? You need to write that down. What is the culture of your team. I'm going to give you some examples of different cultures of a team. And the second question I have for you is, what is your business model? Now, some of you right now are thinking, I don't have a business model. My business model is a network marketing model. No. There's two different network marketing models, by the way. Actually, there's several network marketing models. There is your direct selling approach. There is your home presentation approach. There is your recruiting approach. There's your product-driven approach. There's lots of different approaches, but I'm talking about your actual business model. Many of you don't even know the answer to that question. That's okay. I'm going to speak to you tonight as business professionals. I'm not going to speak to you tonight as hobbyists. Listen, if you've joined an opportunity, you've joined a company, you've joined a home-based business, you joined to make money. You joined to become profitable. If you've joined an opportunity, that is because you are supposed to make money. Now, you joined because you wanted to succeed and not fail. If you actually signed up, that's because you thought in your mind, if they can do it, I can do it. If you actually joined a company, that is because you joined to hit your goals, to accomplish something. Okay? You had some kind of business interest as to why you were involved on whatever level it is that you are involved in your business. So I'm going to speak to you tonight, not as children, not as people that need to survive on milk, but I'm going to give you some meat. Some of you are not ready to chew on meat, and that's okay. Gnaw at it. I don't care. Put it in a blender. I don't care. Find a way to ingest the meat I'm going to give you tonight. Please, do yourself a favor. So I'm not going to speak to you as babies in a business. I'm not going to speak to you as little children in a business. I'm not going to speak to you as hobbyists. I'm going to reveal to you concepts that are business related. Business means profits. Business means impacting the marketplace. Business means driving a business model through the marketplace. That's what it means. And so take notes. So here's the deal. What is your business model? I know most of you right now are scratching your head. You have no idea what your business model is. Okay? Now, your business model determines your business culture. I'm going to say that again. Your business model determines your business culture. So let's take a look at your culture. I'm going to give you a number of different cultures. You're going to be able to determine which one is yours. Okay, number one, is your business culture motivated and productive? Or is your business culture in and out of motivation and production, meaning that you have months that are hot, that are moving, that are driving, where you got sales coming in and the production is high, and then you've got months of inconsistency, non-production, status quo, and rut. Is that your business culture? Question to ask yourself. You write down all of these cultures and you put a Y or a star next to the one that is yours. Okay? Next. Your business culture. Is your business culture, is the culture inside of your organization, your sales force, your marketing team, is the culture of your marketing team highly success-minded or highly excuse-minded? It's a big contrast between the two. Is your business culture highly success-minded or highly excuse-minded? What does that mean? Well, highly success-minded individuals don't get caught up when people say no. Highly success-minded people are people that are going to build this thing regardless if Joe and Sally and Bob say yes today. Regardless, they know where they're going, they're going to build this thing, and they're going to go straight to their goals. Whether that goal is to make $1,000 a month or $100,000 a month, they are success-minded to achieve their goal. Success means different things to different people. I could be in a room with 600 people like we will be in Los Angeles this coming weekend, and I can ask, what is success to you? And some people, success to them means they have freedom of time. To other people, success means they got $1 million in the bank. To other people, success means that they have more than enough on a monthly basis to have some fun with it. To other people, success means that they have a nice nest egg kept away for their future. Do you understand? Success means different things to different people. So my question to you is your sales force highly success-minded or are they highly excuse-minded? Let's talk about that one. Excuse-minded is this. Oh, man, it even gets under my skin to talk about it. Oh, I'm manifesting right now. big chair. All right. Highly excuse-minded is like this. My sponsor never calls me. My boss never gives me any attention. How come she's the favorite? How come he gets that special attention? Well, if only I was smarter, if only I was younger, if only I lived in a bigger town. Well, you know, I really wanted to build my business this week, but the snow came and that changed everything, so I wasn't able to build it. And, you know, I really, really wanted to go to First Steps to Success, but I just can't afford it. You know, I can't find a babysitter, and I have a birthday party this weekend. And yeah, you know, I did have a goal to sign up one person this month, but there were just some things that got in the way. You know, my parents got sick, and the kids had soccer games, and then my other son had a hockey game, and then we had parent-teacher conferences, and you know, I just don't really know how to do it, and I'm really unsure on what I should say and who I should say it to. Isn't that terribly draining? Isn't that lame? Do you have a Salesforce? Is out there creating results, or are they out there writing a book on excuses as to why they have none? It's a question to ask yourself. What's the culture? Ask yourself right now, what is the culture of my team? Is my team highly success-minded, or are they just coming up with every excuse in the book? Next one. Is the culture in your business recruiting-driven, or is it product-driven? Now, listen, there is nothing wrong with either one of those. If you have a product-driven organization, that's awesome. I know people that have become millionaires on product-driven companies. Not a problem. However, that doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen by chance. It happens by strategic moves and professional skill. And so some of you use the excuse that you're a product-driven organization. That's how come you'll never make $1 million. Yes, you will. Do you possess the professional level of skill that you need to be able to do it? Okay? So, again, what's the culture in your business? What are the words that are coming out of your Salesforce's mouth each day? Are they talking just products, or are they talking about business and products, or are they wrapping everything around people? Okay, so is your organization recruiting driven, or are they product driven? Okay, that's another one. Okay, is your organization half-heartedly build a business, which means they're hobbyists? Is the culture of your Salesforce hobbyists, or are they business developers? There you go. Okay? Question to ask yourself, is my organization a hobbyist organization, or are they business developers? Big difference between the two. The hobbyists are the people that build their business whenever they can and whenever they feel like it. The business developer treats this like a business, meaning the business developer gives this business the same commitment that they give their boss every day on their day job or their night job. Meaning that they show up on time. They perform the tasks at hand. They work with a spirit of excellence. They don't lollygag and procrastinate. Are you with me? So the hobbyist is the person that if the weather's right, the stars are lined up, if there's time in their schedule, then they actually will work their business. Okay? So, and I always know who the hobbyists are. It's like, how many hours a week do you work your business? Oh, 5 to 10. Really? What determines the 5 or the 10? Oh, you know, life, things that come up. Oh, really? Could you imagine if JCPenney's had their store hours to be, on Mondays, we're going to open between 10 and noon. Isn't that totally absurd? Could you imagine if your favorite restaurant, that the hours that they had posts are, yeah, we're open, you know, we're going to open between noon and 2, and we're going to close between 6 and 9. You know, depending on if any people actually come through the door. Oh, my gosh. Businesses don't succeed on betweens. Are you with me? They don't succeed on those variables. No. Succeeding in business is strategic. It is, these are the business hours. This is what I will do during those hours. You got it? Okay, so is the culture in your business teachable versus unteachable? Right? Is the culture in your business a teachable organization? People that are out there grasping and learning and plugging into training seminars and plugging into calls like this? Or is the culture of your organization a bunch of people that are totally unteachable? Oh, I've already been to First Steps once. I don't need to go again. Oh, my gosh. Wow. You know, I already got what I needed out of that seminar, and it was like a year ago. Oh, how sad. Let me tell you something. It's so sad. I've told my story so many times, so I'm blue in the stinking face, that for my first 6 months, I went every single 2 to 4 weeks to a training seminar, bringing people with me. Why? Because I wanted to learn fast. Check it out. This is what I see all the time. I want to take somebody. Let's look at a scenario. Let's take Jan, and let's take Bob. Bob and Jan. Bob has a big organization, is already making $300,000-$400,000 a year, right? Jan has been struggling for a year and can't get people to sign up, cannot prospect. They both go to the same training seminar. They both go to the same First Steps to Success format, okay? They both are there. Guess what Jan walks out with? Well, Jan walks out with her needs being filled. She winds up walking out, learning how to prospect more efficiently and signing people up. In fact, I did have a woman that did this in Salt Lake who in the month of December signed up 59 people. When everybody else was whining and had a bunch of excuses, she signed up 59 people. Okay? But Bob, who went to the very same seminar, the same exact format, he already knew how to prospect. He already knew how to close. He already knew how to effectively present. But what he was going there for was for his leadership skills. What he was going there for was to learn how to teach other people how to make a lot of money. What he was going there for was to learn how to implement a system that would help his business grow faster. Both went to the same event. Both heard different things. Here's what the sad and unfortunate thing of an unteachable organization is. They go, once they go, oh, I already got what I needed out of that. Oh, really? That's amazing. And that person who learned how to recruit now is scratching their head going, how do I motivate these people to make money? I'm signing all these people up, but they're dropping out as fast as I'm bringing them in. Well, there you go. Back at First Steps to Success, you'll learn exactly what to do with those people once you get them started. But it's so funny because unteachable people, and people will do this, you'll go from teachable to unteachable, unteachable to teachable. That's if you make it through the unteachable state. So it's really sad to me. I mean, it's so sad, and it's very unfortunate because, you know, this particular person, like A. Jan, is not maximizing her opportunity at all. She went. She thought she got it all. Obviously didn't, because the same seminar produced somebody else growing their business by 300% by learning how to put people to work. The part she missed. Why? She wasn't interested in putting people to work. She was only interested in learning how to prospect and close for herself. So that's why I went back every 2 to 4 weeks. Every time there was an event through that venue, I went. Why? Because I wanted to learn fast. Why? Because if you go and you don't know how to prospect and close and you learn how to do that, right? Let's say you go to learn how to prospect, get people to show up, right? The next time you come back and you learn how to close those people. So now you know how to close them. If you don't come back again, now you've got a bunch of distributors that are doing nothing because you don't know what to do with them. So you see what I mean? As you continue to grow through that system, you're getting the next thing that you need. Do you understand? You're getting the next bit of knowledge and skill development that you are facing right now at the current time. Some of you that are going to LA, for example, some of you don't know how to prospect. You're going to learn how to do that there. No question. You're going to learn how to do it like a pro. You're going to learn how to do it with ease. You're going to learn how to do it efficiently. You're going to learn how to be that person that others are looking at saying, I want to work with her or I want to work with him. There's others of you that already know how to do those things. And you're coming to learn how to put people to work. And you're going to learn how to do that. There's some of you that know how to put people to work, but you don't know how to keep them working. You're going to come, and in the same exact seminar, you're going to learn how to keep them working. Do you understand? But if you miss it, guess what? Months go by, you get discouraged, you get frustrated, and then guess what you do? You go find another trainer. Oh, gosh. Now you're looking for somebody else that's got all the answers. Bottom line is that when you're unteachable, you're thinking you're going to find the big special thing some other place. The reality is, hello, maximize the current system that you're already using. Very important to do. Okay, so is the culture in your business teachable or unteachable? Are there people consistently teachable or are they consistently unteachable? Do they have moments of being teachable? They have like a month of being teachable and then a month of being unteachable? Okay, it's a question to ask yourself about the culture of your business. Okay, now, is your culture in your business consistent or is it inconsistent? Oh, man, this is huge. If there's an area in your business to change, it is consistency. Ugh. Whatever you do duplicates. Whatever you do consistently is duplication on steroids. Okay? Whatever you do duplicates. Whatever you do consistently duplicates on steroids. All right? We're talking accelerated duplication happens with consistency. It is the absolute supernatural ingredient for acceleration is consistency. And so I want you to look at your business right now. Is it consistent or is it inconsistent? All right? Do you change your focus often? Meaning like, you know, right now for some of you, I'm the flavor of the month for you. Great. Awesome. Last month, the flavor of the month was some guy, you know, in California. You know, the month before, it was some gal out in Kentucky. You know, a year ago with some guy out in Texas, you know, the flavor of the month, all right? That's great. But I will tell you that whatever you do consistently will duplicate accelerated. Whatever you do will duplicate, and if you are not duplicating something consistently, oh, then inconsistency will duplicate throughout your organization. Did you hear me? Inconsistency is what will duplicate. So if you're changing flavor to the month this month, and that month it's the guy in California, and that month it's the guy in Texas, and then it's that guy out in Philadelphia, you know what? If you don't like me, pick someone and do it consistently. Are you with me? Just for the sake of good duplication, drive something consistently. I don't care if you use me or not. God bless you. I just want to see you succeed. I want to see our industry change. I want to see our industry be more professionalized. And if you can't do it with me, find somebody else that knows actually what they're doing, who actually has a track record, and they're not lying about their track record. They're not making up stories. But people that actually have a track record and there's fruit all around them of people that they actually brought into their business, yes, and do it consistently. All right, now, is the culture in your business professional or is it an amateur level? Again, is the culture in your business professional level or is it amateur level? Whew, I'm going to tell you, that determines your income big time, big time. Is the environment, the culture, the way people look, the way they dress, the way they communicate, the way they build, the way you can count on them, is it a professional level or is it an amateur level? Okay? Great question. I know which one you want it to be. All right? Last one. Is the culture in your business a team culture or is it an individualist doing their own thing their own way? All right? So do you have a bunch of islands or do you have a community that you've built? Okay? I'm going to tell you which one works better. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure it out either. If the culture in your business is a team environment, let me tell you about how powerful that is. The team culture is this, that no matter if Sally Sue Homemaker does not have the confidence or she doesn't feel like she has all the strength in the right places, it's okay because she's part of the team that there may be a leader or somebody else in her local area or somebody else that she's working with that she hears on a conference call that has those strengths in the area to cover her weaknesses. That is so powerful. That the team environment which I built and that I've taught thousands of other people to build, creating a dynasty really hones in on those team building skills, is this. That environment where you are able to tap into all different types of people at whatever level of production that they choose to do, at whatever level of success that they choose to strive for, and everyone's moving forward towards a common goal, covering each other's weaknesses with other people's strengths. The individualist is the one that's trying to do it all on their own, is the one, for whatever the reason is, that maybe they've tried a system and it didn't work as well as they wanted to, and they started focusing on the ones that were failing in the system instead of focusing on the ones that were getting results. Whether it's the individualist that wants to get all the credit for everything that happens in their business, that wants to be the one that because their ego loves being puffed up with, oh, I have to be the one that everyone says thank you to, or I have to be the one that everybody talks about, or I have to be the one that everybody holds up in high esteem, or I have to be the one that gets the credit for signing these people up. Ooh. Hate to tell you, but that only leads to one place, and one place alone. Individualists wind up in isolation. Why? Because there is no I in team. It just isn't. There is no I in team. And so there's not any one person on this planet that has everything to offer to all people. There is no such person. There is a loving, merciful, gracious God that can satisfy all people. But last time I checked, that ain't you or me. And honestly, I would not want that job for nothing. No way. You could not pay me $1 billion to have that job. So the reality is that in order for you to get to where you want to go, there's got to be a team culture. And if your culture in your business right now is everybody's just separately doing their own thing all by themselves, their business will get to a point where they can't handle it, and it won't grow. It'll absolutely be stunted. Okay, so the question in your mind right now is this. Danny, how do I change my culture in my business? How do I change the culture in my business? You know, whether your culture right now is non-productive, non-motivated, if the culture in your business right now is excuse-minded, if the culture in your business is half-hearted, hobbyist, if the culture in your business is unteachable, inconsistent, amateur level of skill, and individual-minded, if that's where your culture is, like if you hit them on all of them, which very few of you are going to hit it on all of them. There's a few of you that might, but very, very few. Most of us have, you know, one or two of all of these categories that I just listed for you. For the rest of you, you know, if you want your business, you want to go from what I just said to having a motivated, productive, success-minded, driven, totally committed, very consistent, very teachable business developers that are professionals and team players. Whoo! I know right now you're like, how do I get to there? Great question. First is this. This is the first place you have to come to. Number one is that you can't do it on your own. You need a system in place. And some of you already have a system. Now here's a question you need to ask yourself about that system. Now, you need a system that is going, that has proven results. You need a system that helps people to make improvements instantly. You need a system that has a proven track record of successful presentations, prospecting, and closing. You need a system that has produced teams, building a team, developing a team, releasing a team. You need a system that has a track record of improving your skills and the skills of others, and improving the skills of creating momentum, advancing momentum, and sustaining momentum. All right? You need a proven system that charts a course for a team to follow, and that taps into the needs and drives that team forward to following their needs and their goals and utilizing their strengths to hit both of those things, okay? So right now, look at your system. And by the way, you all have a system. You may not realize it, but you actually have a system. And your system very well could be looking something like this. Your system could be that you're thinking in your mind right now, well, Danny, you're my system, okay? Well, for some of you, that may be the case. But for most of you, you think that, but the reality is it is not at all. And I'm gonna lay something out for you. Some of you, your system, and like I said, that's your business model. What is your business model? What does that look like? What are you promoting daily? What are you accomplishing daily? That will tell you the fruit of what your business model is, okay? So if daily you're getting no results, there's a good chance that your business model is a model of excuses. Could be a model of unprofessionalism. Could be a model of foolishness. You just don't know how. Could be a model of inconsistency, non-commitment. Are you with me? That could be your business model. So you have to look at what it is that that you're promoting and what results are you getting. And so here's a prime example. There are several different types of people. There's one, two, three, four, five. Yeah, there's five different types of people when it comes to utilizing a system. I don't care what your system is, okay, but there's five different types of people that are utilizing a system. What you're going to have is, see, some of you are only using 10% of that system. And I can only use the DannyJohnson.com system, the First Steps to Success system and Creating a Dynasty system, as an example because that's the system that I have. That's the system I have used for 16 straight years. I have used that system. So you just think in your mind, every time I see DannyJohnson.com, whatever system is that you're using, plug in your mind the same system. Okay, so many of you are only using 10% of that system. Now, what is 10% of the system? Well, let's say that you are only using the free calls on the website. And so you're like, I'm sending all my people to your system, Danny. Okay, are you sending all your people to 10% of the system, or are you sending all the people to 100% of the system? That's what I'm going to ask you. Now, some of you, 10% of the system looks like this. You're using all the free calls. Some of you have been using nothing but the free calls for 2.5 straight years. And in your mind, you are sending everybody you get started to that system. And unfortunately, you're leaving 90% of the system behind. You are losing out on 90% of the profits that you could be gaining from if you used 100% of the system and just instead of 10%. Because remember what I said to you earlier? What I said to you earlier was that everything you do duplicates. Whether it's consistency or inconsistency, whatever you promote duplicates. So right now, some of you are using 10% of the DannyJohnson.com system, which is what? The free calls, the audio vault. You know, come on, right now there's 100 hours on there. Free calls, free on prospecting, free on closing, free on presenting, free on duplication, free on time management, free on debt reduction, free on people skills, free on motivating people, free on working with your group, free on getting a new person started, free on helping that new person make money, and you have gotten satisfied with 10% of the wealth that is on the website. Because if all you're using is the archived calls, and some of you still have not even come out to see us at a live event, you've been absolutely just depending on 10% of that system. Well, here's the bottom line. If you're going to use only part of the system, you're going to get partial results. Did you hear me? I'm going to say that again. If you're going to use 10% of the system, you certainly are not going to get 100% of the results. It's impossible. So the same with your current system that you're using, whatever that is, whether it's my system or somebody else's, if you're only going to use part of the system, you cannot expect a full return. Did you hear me? You're only going to, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. Are you with me? So if we have a full 100% system and you're only using 10% of it, don't expect 100% return on that. You're going to get what you put in. Bottom line, okay? And the same with your people. The same with your people, because whatever you do duplicates. So if you're going to use 10% of the system, number one, only expect 10% of the results. Don't expect 100% results if you're going to use 10% of the system. That's foolish. That's your head's in the clouds if you're thinking that. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. Please forgive me, but I have to call it like it is. Listen, you being on this call, you have decided that you needed a coach and you wanted someone to help you. Well, if I'm going to help you, I have to tell you where you're at in order for us to determine where you want to go. That's what you have to figure out, okay? So your people are going to do what you do. If you use 10% of the system, they're going to use 10% of the system. So guess what? You all hear all these stories of people's businesses going in massive momentum, growth of a six-figure income earner, growing her income 300%. She was already a multiple six-figure income earner. You're like, how does that happen? I use the system. No, you don't use 100% of the system like she did. Do you understand? Okay, so then there are the people, there are some of you that, you know, you kind of played around with some of the products, okay? So that's like the level two. And you're going to have these kind of people in your business, by the way. You're going to have all five of these types of people in your business. So that second person is the one who's maybe listened to the North Carolina CDs. They've listened to the script book a few times. Maybe they've listened to them multiple times. Maybe they have insider secrets, and they have expose, involve, and upgrade because they want a default plan, you know, because they don't feel comfortable handling objections head on. So they want an ulterior plan to handle those objections in a more totally non-offensive way, as well as the duplication system and the home presentation success system. So maybe there are those people in your business that have taken advantage of the products. Well, now all you've done is 20% of the system. you have the archived calls, and you have the CDs. You're taking advantage of 20% of 100% of a system that is tried, that is proven, that will make you money. So, again, you cannot expect to use 20% and expect 100% out of it. It is not going to happen. You will have growth, yeah, but it ain't going to be 100% growth. It's not going to be maximizing the growth, okay? So it's the same for your people. Whatever you do duplicates. However you lead is how they will follow. So if you're one that takes advantage of the archives calls, which is awesome, bless you, man. That's why we have it there for you. Come on, there's nobody else on the market that puts that kind of free content. There's at least multiple six figures of free content on that website for you. And I'm proud of you for taking advantage of it, but it is time to get off the milk. It is time to start chewing some meat. So if you're involved in the product, you have people in your business that are doing that, again, you're taking advantage of 20% of the system, and that's it. So you cannot expect your story to be like the stories of Tom and Kim. 200 grand, their first year straight out of the gates. Why? Because they took advantage of 100% of the system, okay? So here's another one. If you wind up plugging into First Steps, say you plug in one time, I'm going to tell you right now, you already have doubled your results. You're going to be at 40%. You're taking advantage of 40% of the system right off the bat. Right off the bat, you're taking advantage of 40% of that system, which means, yes, you can see four times growth coming out of a First Steps to Success. Now, here's the big kicker. There are those, and it's the majority, who come once, think they got it all, and don't come back again. Pretty sad. I already explained that. Well, you did. You had increase. You had growth. You learned how to prospect. You learned how to close, or you learned how to motivate your team, or you learned how to sustain some momentum. There's always a next step. There is always more growth to encounter. There is always personal issues that you have working with individuals, and I'm telling you, I much rather have the know-how right when I'm dealing with that versus having to get the know-how 6 months later. That's crazy. Okay, so now you've set it up. If you stepped up, you went to First Steps, man, yes, you are of that 40% to see some growth in that way, okay? You listen consistently, and you're listening to your MP3s, and you're listening to archives calls, you're listening to your products. You're going to see some good growth from that. There's no question, okay? Plug it into one, creating a dynasty. You're at now about 70%. You're about 70% right there. But I'm going to tell you something. I'd say 60-70%. 60 to 70% growth is what you can see out of something like that. I'm going to tell you where the rubber meets the road. The testimonials that you have heard, the people who have consistently built a multiple six-figure income, and some who have gone on to seven figures, those people are the ones who don't use the system only for themselves. You need to write this down. Many of you are plugging into the calls. Many of you are plugging into the products. You're plugging in once in a while into First Steps and, you know, one time over to creating a dynasty. It's not about you. Can you please wrap your brain about this? It's not about you. Your business is not only about you. It's about your people. It's about your people becoming successful. It's about your people making consistent money. It's about your people changing their lives forever. It's about their marriages being healed. It's about their lives getting easier. It's about their finances and their debts going away. It's about them getting skills that make them far more confident while they're out there in the marketplace. It's about duplication of no frustration instead of nothing but frustration. Do you understand? It's not about you. So some of you have been plugging into that, into the system all for yourself, whatever your system is, whether it's mine or somebody else's. Many of you have plugged into the system just for you. And what you've offered to your people is inconsistencies and maybe only 10% of the system. Some of you have taken advantage of 100%, not 100%, but 60% of the system yourself, meaning you've graduated. You went from free archive calls to using the product to coming to First Steps to going to Dynasty. All right, you're at 60% maxing out the plan now, right? So if you're using that just for yourself and you're turning around and you're giving your group 10%, well, you know, just listen to the archive calls. You're so doing them a disservice. They're hungry, guys. They want to succeed. They want to make it. They signed up just like you because they want to succeed, not to fail. They signed up just like you because they have goals that they want to achieve. They trusted you enough to lead them to a way where they can get out of the rut that they're in, to get out of the debt that they're in, and to live a more full, satisfied life. They signed up for the same reasons you did. Are you with me? So what you can't do is mislead them by telling them, oh, just drink this milk forever, and eventually you grow into a big business person. That's such a lie. That's so not fair. Come on, guys. Our industry has preached that lie for so many years. It's so sad and pathetic to me. It makes me want to puke sometimes. It truly does. When I see people pitching everything so easy, 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 every wonderful, you don't have to pay anything, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to call anybody. How pathetic. That is, I mean, that is, I spew that kind of nonsense from my mouth. That's sick. These people trusted you. They believed enough in you to give you their money. Now you got to tell them the truth. So if you're going to give them 10% of the system, then they're only going to have 10% chance of succeeding. Are you with me? That's the truth. Come on. Let me ask you. Let's go here. Let's say you're at the end of your career and you're making $1 million a year or whatever success looks like to you. If success looks like to you that you are debt-free, that you come and go as you please, you get to travel as often as you want to, you get to hang out with the people that you love, and let's say that you're there. Or if success means to you, you have a Lamborghini and a Maserati and a Mercedes and a Jag, you are, you know, sporting around a yacht, you've got 4-carat diamonds on one hand, you've got a $100,000 Rolex on the other arm, right? Maybe that's success to you. Maybe success to you is that you want to impact people's lives. You want to change them. You want to lead them to the Lord. You want to bring food to the homeless. You want to clothe the cold. You want to bring healing and restoration to men and women all over the globe. Right? Whatever success means to you. Let's say that you're there. And let's say that it cost you 1 week in a month. Let's say it cost you, like Tom and Kim, who put aside $1,500 a month. For what? For their education. Not only for their education, but to be there while their people were going through the experience. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to build a solid team. Let's say that you did that. Let me ask you, would it be worth it? What price would you be willing to pay to have what you think success is all about? Got to ask yourself that. If you were there and you looked at what you had to pay for it, would you be sitting there going, nope, wasn't worth it? Heck no, you wouldn't. Come on, my first 6 months of failure and then the next 6 months of $25,000 spending into my education, you know how many times I've looked back and gone, oh, Lord, thank you that you gave me a chance. Thank you, God, that I was humble at that very moment to go. Thank you, God, that I actually listened. I didn't listen a lot back then. But thank you, God, that I listened at that moment. I know that in all of my futility and all of my foolishness and all of my stubbornness, God led me to that training seminar. And he led me there so that my life would never be the same since. It started me on a totally different path that I would have never encountered that path any other way, other than the way that he led me on that path. So please don't hurt your people and deceive them by telling them that they can, you know, make $1 million on 10% of the information that they need. That ain't going to happen. So what is it? What is 100% of the system? Guys, it's maximizing the system. You have to get beyond you wanting to learn for yourself. You have to get beyond, oh, I got everything I needed. That is foolishness. You know what's beyond that? What's beyond that is this. While you are gaining, and I know you want to know, how do I change my culture? While you are, number one, you have to change yourself. You have to change your commitment level. You have to change what you're willing to do to be able to succeed. You have to be willing to change your mindset. You have to be willing to pay whatever the price is. Obviously within reason. I mean, thank God the seminars aren't $100,000 for a weekend. Thank God they're not $25,000 for 3 days like the one I'm going to this month. Thank God it's not that. So this is what you have to ask yourself. What's it worth to change the culture of my team? To be in a productive team, right? And how do I change that? Well, if you're going to try to do it by yourself and on your own just once a month, it's going to take a long time. I don't believe in that. That's completely inefficient. But here's what it will take. What it will take is that not only you plugging through a system, but you bringing people along with you that are plugging into that system. At the same time that you are growing, they are growing. Are you with me? As you're being developed with strategies, with skill, with professionalism, they are being developed with skills, strategies, and professionalism. As your personal production is increasing, as well as your paycheck, their personal production and income is changing. So I asked you earlier, what is your business model? Well, in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to have to tell you what mine was. My entire sales force was birthed on a business model, a first step to success. It was in every single business presentation. It was in every single conference call. First Steps was not an option if you feel like going. First Steps was the only place to be on that weekend. Do you understand? There's a big contrast between the two in your business model. Okay? So if it is an option to go to the conference, well then, you know, now you have less people to go. No. So the business model that we had was, that's just what we do. That's our culture. First Steps is in our culture. It's part of our business model. It's just as much as our business model as the compensation plan is. It's just as much as the business model as the products are. It's not an option. It's not a second thought. It's not the fries with the burger. It's the bun of the burger. Are you with me? And so many of us, without knowing it, we are using the system as add-ons. We're using the system as an add-on French fry and shake with my hamburger, not realizing that the system is the hamburger. Are you with me? The system is the burger. It is not the option not to have it. It is the meat itself. It is the bun itself. Are you with me? So that's what it is. So earlier I asked you, what is your business model? My business model, every single person in my sales force was actively building their business, all did presentations, and when they gave that presentation ended with the star and the circles on the board that you've seen on the demo video at the website, right? So where people all knew training was part of it, there's a cost for that training, and the seminar is going to be in Los Angeles, California, March 25th and 26th. If you want to get ahead and you don't want to be behind, you need to be in that training seminar and don't go alone. Who do you know in Los Angeles? Who do you know who knows people in Los Angeles? Let's get on the phone and let's talk to those people so that they can be a part. They have at least the chance to be a part of that workshop weekend. Because if they go through that workshop, they don't like it, they get their money back anyway. What they have to do, drive? Who cares? Do you understand? It wasn't an option not to be there. I don't care if the workshop that I needed to go to was in Chicago or New Jersey or Texas or Los Angeles or San Diego or Portland, Oregon or Seattle or Canada. Didn't matter. It wasn't an option not to be there. It just wasn't an option. And that was our culture. So when you maximize the model yourself, you will duplicate that throughout your organization. Well, Danny, I do try to tell my people. If you're trying to tell your people, then great, they're going to try and show up, which means they ain't going to be there. Do you understand? So I want you to evaluate your business. I want you to evaluate how much of the system are you maximizing. I want you to look at, and how you know this is you look at your team. How much are they taking advantage of? Are they of the 10%ers? Are they of the 20%ers? Are they of the 40%ers who have been once and thought they got it all? Are they of the 60%ers who went through First Step and Dynasty and thought they got it all there? Or are they maximizing the model? And that looks like this. That what you do is you use that. That is not an event. It's a business development weekend, which means this. You go. You have your people there. You build relationships with those people. You got slumber parties in the hotel rooms. You got candid moments on camera. You are taking feverish notes. You are introducing them to all of the legends that are inside that room that have taken advantage of that system, who have learned how to build a business with less time and make more money. Do you understand? So now that's not an event that's an option to go to. No, it is part of the business model. When you use it as part of the business model, now you use it to create a culture for your team. So let me ask you something. Question. Do you have the capability on the phone to create the culture of highly success-minded, highly productive, motivated individuals that are consistently being business developers, building a business in a professional way? Can you do that on a conference call? I can't. Okay? Or what do you think? What do you think is going to happen after 2 days, them being in a professional, motivated environment with business developers who are consistently building their business? What do you think has the greatest chance of helping your brand new people to get off of excuses and onto results? What do you think has the greatest chance of creating in them a culture of being professional, success-minded, motivated, productive people that are getting results? A 2-day First Step to Success weekend, or you just having a pep talk on the phone? You tell me, which one is going to work better? That choice, my brothers and sisters, is totally up to you. Whichever way you decide to go, whether it's using our system at DannyJohnson.com, the first steps to success in creating a dynasty system, not as an event, but as a system, as a business model of funneling people through that environment so that they grow quickly, they leave frustration behind, they know the strategies, they are ready hot off the press knowing how to build their business, or just using 10% of the system. Whichever way you go, that's okay with me. Hey, we've got that free stuff there for you to take advantage of. We totally do. It's there to bless you. And I know you've been blessed by it. And if you want to stay in the comfort of your own home with some CDs, then you go ahead and do that. We bless you in that. But if you really want to maximize 100% of the system, my heart is breaking for so many of you that are only using a part of it and expecting full results. You're never going to get the full results unless you use the fullness of the system. And the fullness of the system is not only you going, but you consistently plugging people through that system with you there. Why you there? I don't know. You tell me. Do you want them to get attached to you, or do you want them to get attached to me? Do you want them coming to me saying thank you for changing my life, or do you want them coming to you saying, man, if I had not come here, my life would not have been changed. Thank you so much. You changed my life. They're going to look to you as their leader, as someone that cares about them, someone that they're willing to follow, someone that they trust, someone that they believe in. So you tell me. You can fully take advantage of it by sending them there, but you want to take it to a whole other leadership level, be there with them through that experience, emotionally tapping into who they are, their visions, their dreams, all of that. They'll be the ones hugging you with tears rolling down their face saying, oh, my gosh, I actually believe that I can do it. Let's go build this thing. That's the team you need to be. I don't want them attached to me. I want them attached to you. So be there in L.A. with them this weekend, or be in Australia with new people this weekend. Make it a part of your model. And if you're not going to use my system, like I said, find another system. Choice is yours. I hope that you find a system that is documented, that is proven, that has results, and is 100% money-back guaranteed. Every ounce of our products, every ounce of our seminars are 100% money-back guaranteed, because we know if you use it, you're going to grow from it, you're going to make money from it, and you're going to blow your mind, and you will not recognize your life a year from now. So there you go. That's the differences of maximizing a system. That's how to determine the culture of your business, to determine the model of your business. I talked to you as business professionals tonight on a totally different leadership level. The choices are yours at this point. You decide what path that you're going to walk on, and I believe in you no matter which way you decide to go. I will be here when you fall down and you scrape your knees. I will be here when you decide to walk down a road of frustration. We will always be here 24/7 on that website with tons of information that can help you, okay? So, and if you choose not to, God bless you. We hope and pray you find what you're looking for. We hope and pray that you stick out your business, that you persist in it, because your life and your future and your family is absolutely worth making it happen.